Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the man who has been in the right place, but at the wrong time, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
3, 2, 1, we're live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's not the Hulk. It's not Kit Kitchen. It's Mr. National.
The official Mr. National.
Right, right. I'm back. That was a good joke, P-Double. You played on me. You and the Hulk. Kit Kitchen. You know? There's been a whole lot of performers on this podcast here tonight. But I want you to know one thing. When I say whose house, you say the fourth house. Whose house?
Front house.
That's the way I'm feeling right now.
Nice.
We're here in a special edition. This is another special edition. Sunday morning, okay, mm-hmm. with the podcast. Me and P-Double didn't think we was giving you folks enough of the live stuff, so we, you know, every Wednesday or Thursday, P-Double, that we would get together.
Regular schedule, yeah.
In the studio, but then, you know, I said, you know what, we gotta pump it up, P-Double, we gotta give them more. Sunday morning, let's get up, get our coffee, and we just do it in our PJs. We just drive to the studio, and we here for you.
I took a car.
Right in the rain. Hey, it's raining like crazy.
People come pick me up.
That's P-Double. You know what I mean? That's that college education. That's what that gets you, okay? Mr. National just had to throw like one of them ponchos on and just ride a bike over to the studio. Yeah, construction. All right, it's just been so much rain. If you guys didn't know, first of all, thanks for joining us at the podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I don't know when or where you listen, but we're glad we got you here. I was at the game, the 49ers game in D.C., and it just rained. It just pissed on everybody. It was a win for the Niners.
Is that on natural grass?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Our old school mud bowl, man.
Old school mud, yeah. When they were getting
what was it, 9-0?
9-0. The rain and the mud, the water and everything would splash up in their face. You see everybody getting their faces wiped off. It was it was great to probably play them, but for fans, we just got soaked.
Miserable.
It was just P-Double. At the tailgate, there was a guy walking around the parking lot, a couple guys. He was selling ponchos, little plastic things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
$10 a poncho.
Right.
They're
flimsy
things.
They normally go for 99 cents.
Yes. people was buying them, man.
Yeah.
I was like,
$10. Ouch.
I'm like, you should be ashamed of supplying the man, homie. Supplying the man. I said, what if I just fucking bum rush your ass and just took them? You know what I mean?
right.
You know what I mean? And give you a couple of dollars. You know, that was the Philly coming out. All right, that was.
You're not in Philly.
Yeah, I'm not in Philly. I ain't in the hood. I left that person alone. You know that. Growing up in the hood, I tell you, that teaches you a lot of things. Okay, one of them is like, don't play with people's money. That's for sure. The house we grew up in, P-Double, me and my brothers, my parents still live there. I've seen six people shot just from the front steps. You know what I mean?
Really?
Six. Yeah.
Wow.
Three of them died. Right there. All different reasons, fighting, drugs, you know, a whole bunch of different arguments over dice game. Yeah, so...
Wow.
Yeah, growing up in the hood teach, you know what I mean? You gotta have thick skin. You gotta be ready. You know what I mean?
Right.
The Bible says the meek shall inherit the earth, but not right now. Not right now. Okay? Because if you walk around like a sheep and meek, you will get bullied. Okay? Wow. You got to be ready to throw down. Got to be ready.
Here's a little hood story for you, for me. So I used to live in Flint.
Now, this is funny from the rip of a hood story.
Right, exactly. This is unexpected. So I used to live in Flint, Michigan. You've heard of Flint, right?
Yeah. A couple of good ballers came from out of there.
Yeah, they used to have some great NBA. Yeah. And Andre Rison's from there.
Yep.
Anyway, it was a pretty rough town.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I lived on one side. Wasn't right in the middle. Anyway, I was going out with this girl, and a bunch of my friends were over at her house, and she was acting stupid, and I was drinking, and she was acting annoying or something, doing something that I didn't like, so I got mad, and I'm like, I want to go home, but I didn't drive. So I was like, you know how you get irrational when you're drinking. This was a long time ago, too. I was pretty young. So I decided to walk home at like 2 in the morning or whatever it was. Maybe it was midnight on a weekend.
This was before Uber. This was
Yeah, right. Yeah, so I just decided I'm going to walk home. So I walked home. I was drunk. It was raining. I walked. Probably the only thing that saved my life was the fact that it was raining and nobody was out. But I walked like right through all the worst neighborhoods, man. Yeah.
You crossed territories.
Yeah, and got home about the same time that my friends did. You know,
uh-huh.
they hung out. I don't know what you would think if like you're sitting on your step and some crazy, you know, drunk white dude just came barreling through your neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, we was. I have one more before we get into other things. But we were kids. We were on one of my buddy's block in front of his house.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude came up. We were just sitting on a guy. We were just, you know, playing the dozens, busting on each other, just talking. It was about maybe four or five of us sitting up there. And this dude walked up. He ran up on the porch with us. You know, we were kind of kids. I guess teenagers.
Right.
And he had a gun.
Uh-oh.
And we was like, whoa. He was like, who house is this? And we all pointed like, this is his house, James' house. He was like, man, he was like, can I come? He was like, nah, man, my mom and dad in there. He was like, what you doing here? He was like, y'all just keep cool. I ain't going to stay here long. And we was like, oh, my God, what is this dude doing? What?
Uh-huh.
So. Then another dude comes walking up, kind of like just in regular clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he kind of came up the steps, you know, just kind of nonchalantly, like, does so-and-so live? And before he could say that, he pulled out a gun, freeze, and pointed the gun at the dude.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude was like, just stuck. And then, like, within seconds, all these cops came, whoa!
Wow.
The blood. Was flooded. That dude had just robbed a store.
Wow.
Like in the neighborhood, like around the corner, had just robbed a store with a gun, had the money under his jacket, yeah. And was just kind of trying to fit in with us.
Right.
The cops knew.
Yeah.
You know, ow. But they walked up, and I was like, damn, this dude, crazy. And
yeah.
Only hood.
Right.
Logan, all right? That is Logan. That's an area that I grew up in. It's Logan. Uh-huh. It's like right off of Broughton, Wyoming, Broughton, Lowndes Street. Rough.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. I say our friends, we fought all the time, man. Yeah. All the, you know. But then be friends, you know, later, you know, a couple of days later, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to do that in my neighborhood. We'd round up all the kids to play football. We'd play football. The game was over when somebody got into a fist fight.
Yeah.
And then the next day you'd come back, you know. Same kid you just punched in the face. Hey, man,
yeah.
You want to play football? We need teams, you know.
Come on, man.
It's cool. You know? I don't want to be all-time quarterback.
You know what I mean? You had a short memory back there as a kid. Like a cornerback in the NFL.
Yep.
You got my cornerback, Jalen Ramsey. Traded. What do you think of that, P-Double? It had to be done.
Yeah. He wasn't, yeah.
Can't put your hands on your head coach in front of everybody.
No. There's some crazy trades this week, though. The Lions got rid of their defensive back, a good defensive back, for nobody, like a fifth-round pick.
Which one? Bly?
Slay.
Slay, that's
not... No, they didn't trade Slay, but they traded Poitron Diggs, and they got like a fifth-round pick for him. And then the Cowboys picked up Michael Bennett. That's going to be big. From the Patriots.
Oh, wow.
The guy that used to play for the Eagles, right?
The Eagles, right. Well, he made his bones with the Seahawks.
Right, yep.
Yeah, with the Seahawks.
The Cowboys got him for nothing.
Well, the 49ers got Emmanuel Sanders from the Broncos, the wide receiver,
right.
So.
Right, yeah, that was another one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was kind of cool for like him, you know, for Sanders. Because that team's rebuilding big time. You know, they're not doing
big
anything
time.
This year. So it was kind of like, you know, okay.
He's
go,
right.
Go
been
do your thing.
I guess Elway was like, you know what, you've been a good model citizen, you know, we ain't really doing nothing. Let's send you to a contender. You know what I mean?
Right. The 49ers are the biggest surprise in the league right now.
A little bit. I would say I like Carolina.
Yeah.
That's who I like. I mean, it was 0-2. Cam goes down. As Kyle Allen comes in, and he's run a 5 straight wins.
Right. Hey, yeah, so, that's huge.
I mean,
but
the Niners haven't really played nobody. I said they would go. I picked 9-7, 10-6. That's what I said.
Really, I said 7-9.
Oh wow, I think I was like 9-7, 10-6. So, we did beat the Rams, but Gurley didn't play. Their cornerbacks didn't play. So
right.
As a fan, you know, I don't put those blinders on and just say, oh, my team is the greatest. You know, I'm a football guy, and I look at the schedule, and we haven't really beaten anybody at full strength quality.
Right.
Okay. This one will be it. Okay. I thought the Rams would have been it, but without Gurley, that ain't the Rams to me. It's not the Rams. Okay.
Right.
Now, Carolina don't have no major injuries sticking out, and we're going to see what we made of. Jimmy G is still – I'm still on that fence with Jimmy G, okay?
Yeah,
he throws some bad balls, man. If D-backs could catch, Jimmy G would have twice as many interceptions.
He's been bailed out a few times.
Yeah, he got bailed out a lot, man, that guy. But, hey, we're what, 6-0, 5-0?
Right.
Yeah,
at this point, I think you got to say it's legit, you know. In their playoff.
Hey, you are what your record is, but
yeah.
Okay, good. But I'm looking, I'm not looking at, when you get that many wins in a row, you're undefeated, you got to start looking at the playoffs. So then you look at the upper echelon of teams, and the smokestacks say that's where you separate the Tarzans from the Janes.
Yeah.
I'm looking, I'm like, are we as good as the Packers? Are we as good as the Saints? I'm not sure.
Right. The good news is if they make it, that division turns out to be probably the toughest in football.
Oh, it is right now. Mm-hmm. It is. With the Seahawks, 49ers, and Rams.
Right.
I mean, the Cardinals just beat somebody last week.
Yeah.
They are a tough division. It is. It's back. It was that way before when the Seahawks and the 49ers were basically the best two teams in the whole league.
Right.
And the Rams were so-so and the Cardinals were so-so. It was the best division then. So I think they got a middle of the pack. The 49ers are to the upper part of the lower part of the better teams, I'm going to say right now.
Yeah, you got the Saints. Rams have fallen off a little bit. They're a little bit suspect, you know.
We got the Rams coming up again. We got Seahawks twice. We got the Packers. We got the Saints, and we got the Ravens all coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a tough schedule. Yeah, so
we'll find out. I mean,
yeah, but they'll be tested coming into the playoffs if they make.
Ric Flair used to say, "You got to beat the man to be the man."
Woo!
So Ric Flair, talk about some '80s. Some wrestling, dude, that was my time. Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, the Four Horsemen, the Road Warriors.
Yeah.
That just, that was the NWA. Then you had the WWF, Tony Atlas, Bob Backlund. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Iron Sheik, Hulk Hogan. That stuff is making my hair stand up on my neck talking about that. I go to YouTube and just watch them videos. Uh-huh. I'm bored. Some people don't think Mr. National gets bored. He gets bored, people. Sometimes you don't want to go out to a watering hole or a strip club or get on a plane. Sometimes you just want to just chill out in his underwear and just watch YouTube. Watch YouTube.
I get stuck on a lot of the old boxing matches.
Oh, excellent stuff. Yeah. Pernell Whitaker, that 1980, I think it was 84, 88 U.S. team. I forget. I think it was 84. Both of those teams were excellent. 84 had Terrell Biggs, Evander Holyfield. The 88 team, I think Mark Breland, Meldrick Taylor. Oh, they were great, dude. That 80s box.
I just listened to Evander Holyfield was on Joe Rogan. And that guy is pretty cool dude.
Oh, yeah, Evander from Atlanta, GA, yeah.
Yeah, he's
a cool dude.
Yeah, man, the way he talked about, like, he getting his ear bit off and stuff, and he just forgave him right away. He said he said when it happened, he wanted to bite his face off. but you know, right after the fight, even during the fight, he's like, his corner man talked to him, and he's like, dude, you got to just keep your cool, you know.
Right.
Like, you just got your ear bit off, man.
That's your ear bit off, right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. But Vander was a fighter, man.
He was borderline dirty, man. Vander with headbutt.
Yeah.
He was busting Mike up with his head. I think that's what pissed Mike Tyson off.
Yeah.
He gashed him.
Right.
He gashed him with a headbutt. Mike was bleeding. Mm-hmm. Mike was just had enough. But yeah, Vander was tough. He didn't back down from nobody. He was basically an undersized heavyweight, mm-hmm. okay? And yeah. he didn't back down. His battles with Riddick Bowe were legendary.
Oh, jeez, man. They're just brutal. I don't know how those guys survive.
Hey, Peter, how about the music? How about the music of the 80s? You know when one keep going in, hello, is it me you're looking for?
Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie from Alabama.
I wonder where you are, you know, is there someone, was it, are you feeling lonely or is there someone loving you? That was my song back then, 80s. But how about that video, okay? Stuff that happened in the 80s that was like, oh, that's cool, that's sweet, okay? He was over there stalking some blind girl in the video.
Right.
Your ass is going to jail today, okay?
Man, have you heard of Me Too?
Yeah, that don't fly no more. He's a stalking weirdo.
Yeah, they were just, I guess Pharrell, they just interviewed Pharrell about that song, Blurred Lines. He was like, yeah, a few years ago, that was, you know, it was a different time. Now that song sounds pretty rapey. I'm kind of embarrassed by it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. I mean, that was recent. You go back to the 80s, man, it was song like Rick James. Yeah, she was only 17, but she was sexy. Like, what? You perv. Like, what are you talking about? A different time, okay? 80s, Lionel Richie in that video was stalking some blonde chick.
Yeah, the Mr. Wholesome, Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You go to jail, okay?
Still was a good tune, though.
It was a good tune. They could just, maybe they could remake the video.
Clean it up a bit.
Let's clean that up.
When my
podcast goes national, okay, I'm like Joe Rogan level. My thing is, we're gonna go back and clean up all the old videos.
Edit them.
We're gonna edit them up. We're gonna fix it. We're gonna make them right.
He cut out Smokestack on every one of them.
Yeah.
Star rated.
Yeah, Smokestack. Yeah, he'll be in a whole different level.
You gotta paywall to get to that one.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I was in my garage the other day, man. I was looking. I got VHS porn tapes. Okay, really? Like who has that? Yeah, wow. On VHS. That's I gotta throw. That's it.
You gotta sell that shit.
VHS porn. That's crazy. Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's.
Do you have anything to play it on?
Actually, I do, but I won't. It's just on your phone. The quality is all bad now. You got cell phone. It's in HD. Okay. That when that shows favorite porn sites, you got, you know, youporn.com, Pornhub, you have ghettotube.com, and the last, but the least but not, oh, you know, is nxxx.com. There you go, folks. You can thank me later. As Stack would say, be in a traffic jam, it's bumper to bumper, and you know you're going to be sitting. Just throw on some porn. Get you through the traffic jam. Round your simple. Hey, Hulk Davis, that's a Mr. National breaking. What would he kept saying? Breaking news. Hulk smash. That's my guy, the Hulk. He was entertaining.
Oh, yeah. He did great.
He did. He was wrong about that Vikings covering that score. but he was right. NBA started off. The Lakers are 1-1. You know, NBA is just hyping up this LeBron and Anthony Davis tandem. They want the Lakers. It's almost like football. It's really – Dallas Cowboys need to be relevant.
Right.
I think, right. You know, they have to. Yeah. They have to. Yeah. I mean, whether you like them or hate them, they have to be relevant because people – are going to watch them to see them. It's almost like the Mayweather effect. You're going to watch to see them lose, or you're going to watch to see them win, and that's the Cowboys. Same with the Lakers. If they just sucked, if the Cowboys just sucked, it would be no really reason to watch them. Did you know they're going to lose their bad? But the Lakers are off to a 1-1 start, I think, right now, and it's very interesting, very interesting.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good season. A lot of different things can happen with the, you know.
Oh, with all of teams, the moves.
Yeah, yeah, all the teams, you know, shifting.
Westbrook was with Houston there.
Yeah, the Houston's going to be an interesting, see how they, really interesting to see how they do with Westbrook and Harden. But the only thing I have a problem with is the East is so weak compared to the West. You know, they just don't have.
I don't know. I would say that before because Golden State was so good, but Golden State, they probably won't make the playoffs this year. They suck, okay? No KD, no Clay. They're done. Golden State, they're done. You got the East, you have the Milwaukee Bucks. Toronto is still pretty good without Kawhi, you know, not level. But really you have Milwaukee, the Sixers, and I still think the Celtics are very good.
Right.
And they're You have Indiana is a pretty good team too. Indiana.
Those teams are just not on the level of.
All right, of who on the West? Of who?
Of L.A. Both L.A. teams. Houston.
Houston ain't there enough.
Toronto.
Toronto's good. East.
No,
Toronto.
I mean Portland. Portland.
Now yeah. Portland is probably coming back as a team with most of their same pieces. I will put them towards the top. The Lakers, they're going to have their growing pains. Right. You name Houston. Houston keep changing. If they're so good, why you keep changing every other year?
They have talking about this year, though. This year, put those two.
Houston sucks. Houston might be a
two scoring guards together. And see.
I like Clippers. If you ask me who I'm gonna say Clippers probably be number one, the first seed, with Portland number two, Spurs number three, Lakers four.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Spurs back. That's
you heard it here. You heard it here first.
Right. On the Mr. National podcast and P Double, Paul Pate, the baddest artist around, is my witness.
Hey, speaking of 80s music, I think this is actually 90s, right? Tony was in the 90s.
Yeah, they was, right
early there. Early 90s, right?
Yeah. They. Oh, man, I had a good one. When he's like, Rafael Sadiq was mm-hmm. the lead center.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
all Tony, but nobody's name in the group
was Tony.
Name was Tony.
Right,
okay. Right. He said, "Give me more of that bass." He said before, he like, "I want to hear that bass hit so hard you could feel it way down in Mississippi." All you do is give me the blues. That was a big Tony.
He's never rained.
Oh yeah, Rafael Sadiq. Yes,
yeah,
still going.
So I just drew a picture for him. And,
no way for him.
Well, like, no. I'm sorry. He did a of him.
Okay,
it's on my Instagram. He did a gig in London.
Well, real quick,
mm-hmm.
what is that IG so all our podcast followers can follow that brilliant artwork?
Pate_Paul on Instagram. Pate_Paul.
There you guys have it on the podcast of Mr. National P Double. Give it to him one more time.
Pate_Paul.
Bam.
Or you can look for Paul Pate.
Why we call him P Double? Because his mm-hmm. name is Paul Pate. Simple enough. Two P's, baby.
Anyway, yeah, it was cool. I got to draw for this magazine called Soul Jones in London. They were at the gig at this concert. It's like one of these where they only invite, you know, media and whatever, music insiders and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
so the Soul Jones magazine was there. And so they did a story, like an interview with them and stuff. And they needed a piece of art with it, so I got to draw it. And that just came out on my Instagram this morning. So I don't really think it looks like Rafael Sadiq. but it's there anyway.
You struggled again, huh?
Yeah, it was kind of like when I was drawing you. I was like, damn. But, yeah.
I mean, you nailed Smokestack. You nailed Gridiron Buzz Network. I mean, well, you struggle with Mr. Nash.
Yeah, just certain.
You gotta give it another try.
Yeah.
Next time you're doing sketch day, give it another
try. Yeah, you and Hugh Stack.
Well, screw Hugh Stack. We get him. We gotta get Mr. Nash on the fourth correct. We gotta get.
Screw you.
You banned from drawing any other EF guys until you get Mr. Nash right. Talking about EF, look, I should have been saying it, but I'm not going any further. Gotta wish Roger Fisher a happy birthday.
Is today his birthday?
Yes, sir. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Man.
The man.
Yeah,
okay?
He's the man. That dude is so cool.
He is.
Yeah.
That's it. He's a cool dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everything that goes along with it, he's all of it.
He is. And then
he's a lot of it. Right.
How about when he was on the podcast and he gave us the tour?
Yeah.
What? Cool. People didn't get to see that, all right? Because
The podcast lasted for like 45 minutes, but then the tour lasted for like 2 hours.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully we are enjoyable to those that listen, but it is a lot of stuff to go on before the podcast start that's pretty funny. It's like some outtakes.
Yeah, I should have been recording the outtakes this morning.
Yeah, yeah, right. I got... One of these days, I'm gonna bring that to the forefront. I'm gonna bring it out. I don't want to sound like hate, though. You know what I mean? That was facts. That was facts.
True.
But happy birthday, Roger. I hope you are enjoying your day. Talking about EF, everybody's getting ready for the TOC in Ohio. P-Double, I have a flight. That, let's say my flight was $170 round trip to Ohio.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I had to drive to Maryland, though. I had to drive to Maryland, which is like a 2-hour drive, not bad. And it was direct, so that wasn't bad. But I didn't pull the trigger on it. Now I go look at it.
Oh.
One direction is $165.
Oh, so man. He who hesitates is lost.
Right. That's right. The person that said, good things come to those who wait is full of bullshit, okay? Because I just screwed myself. It looks like I'm going to be driving.
All right, road tripping it. Nice.
I'm a road trip, okay?
Right on. That's always fun. Going through covering, covering Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yep, going through, yep, you're right, going through Harrisburg. Yeah, you know,
I've made that trip plenty of times.
Altoona, you go through the three mountains up there, those big mountains, you drive right through them, it's incredible.
Yeah, and West Virginia, you going through West Virginia?
I think you do touch a little bit of that part of it, I think you do.
That stretch of West Virginia is beautiful there.
Yes.
On the highway.
I get to see the, it'll probably be too late for that. What's that, the foliage, whatever.
They're probably gone by then. You see gray skies and dead trees.
They're all brown by that time.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Hopefully it won't be snowing.
Oh, stop it. Don't you? See, you're trying to drown out the trip right away, Guido. Listen. What is that called? Is that foliage?
Foliage?
Foliage, yeah.
Foliage, yeah.
Some people take...
Breaking out the vocabulary on the Mr. National podcast.
Hey, sometimes, you know what I mean? Getting in touch with my outdoorsman, you know, gentle side,
uh-huh,
all right?
Uh-huh.
That's something women do, and the guys just go along with it just, you know, to stay on the good graces, okay? So if you're a dude and you plan a trip because you want to go see the leaves turn orange and stuff, I'm going to tell you, go in the bathroom and look down in your trousers and make sure your nuts are still attached to your chair, okay? Because I took a day off work. We drove out to the countryside to enjoy the foliage. Like, what? Are you kidding me? Are you serious right
get
now?
Get your nuts out of the jar, man.
Yeah, get your nuts out of the jar. It's hard to say, the wife wanted to do it, the woman wanted to do it. I just went along with it, you know. I had my earpiece. I was listening to the game or something. But if you're the dude that, like, wanted to go see it, you know what I mean?
So I can't go to the Buckeye Brawl because, let me step back. I'm not going to the Buckeye Brawl because it's my wedding anniversary that weekend.
All right. Now, if you had said, we're going to go see the foliage, I would have smacked you right through the freaking iPad. I was like, what? I can't take it. We're going to this foliage trip.
We go to
three different sites to see the different foliage, and I'm like, it would have been dead air.
It's funny because every year we do this, my wife and I'll get away for the weekend, and it's really nice, but it's always the first week, it's the first weekend of deer hunting season, so there's a lot of, like, what do they call them, I don't know what they call them, deer hunting widows or whatever,
women
that are home alone.
Yeah.
With their husbands are gone to deer camp. You know, yep. I don't know if they have that there or not, but here.
Hey, I mean, I don't know if it's deer camp, but I know a lot of guys that go out hunting. They've been out there for like a week.
Yeah, right. And
no, not a week, but a few days.
Yeah. So it's when we go out, we always see like groups of women, you know, five women out together with no men around. And it's just kind of interesting because I'm not hunting. I'm not going out in that cold. I'm not looking at foliage either.
I guess you got to have a joy for that hunting thing. I mean, it's guns and stuff and outdoors.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know.
I mean, I get it. I can see the appeal.
I get it, but it's not for me. Yeah, I get it. You're sitting up in a tree stand. You've been parked up there. You got like they make these tree stands. You know, you're just laying up in a tree, like in a bed, with your rifle and your scope that can see a freaking mile away. And you just, you know, you got spraying deer scent. You're making deer calls. You're putting out food. You're standing by the water to wait for some deer to come up so you can just shoot them. I mean, it's really, it's unfair.
Right.
Get a knife, chase it down.
Now be impressed.
Then I'll be impressed. But you got a scope, Pete. These scopes, I'm telling you, you can see the freaking pimple on a ass from a mile away with these scoops, and you just shooting them, you know. So, but hey, nothing against people that hunt fish. It is what you do. Some people look at us going all over to play electric football. Like, are you kidding me?
Right.
You know.
Right.
So it's different strokes for different folks. You got to enjoy what you do. I always say, love life.
Yep.
Do it. If you want to do it, you do it.
Hashtag passion.
Right. That's it. If you don't do it with passion, don't do it at all.
Find
and that's
something
your
else.
Football.
Find
so,
something else.
The whole, the Hulk gave a great breakdown of the Renaissance League and the coaches. I really enjoyed that. I still got to listen to Kit Kitchen's podcast. I didn't get a chance to check that one out. Folks, if you know or don't know, I'd never listen to the podcast.
It's so funny because I had a text from you. This is the first time I listened to it.
Yeah, I never listened to it. It was kind of cool listening to it. I don't enjoy hearing myself speak, so it's pretty tough. I thank P Double because after every show, P Double edits. He does all the work. I almost feel like I'm not contributing anything to it.
Nope,
you know,
nope, not at all.
Let's go.
Yeah, I really enjoy this. It's a lot of fun.
Cool. Yeah, I always say it's my therapy, P Double, because it's part of enjoying myself. I get to talk a little bit about my upbringing, everything.
Oh, and man, crap, I forgot to hit the record button.
Oh,
no,
shit.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man, is it April? April Fool's Day. That was a Halloween trick or treat.
We did that one time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was bad.
We were off the prowl. It was in the early stage, but it was just,
it was
like our connection was clicking and we were laughing and we were, and then P Double said, I didn't record. I was like, what?
Oh,
I said, this ain't going to work. I'm working with, I can't work with incompetence. I need professionals. Like the Mike Singletary rant.
Yeah.
I won't do it. I can't do it. I want winners.
Yeah, hey, I saw a YouTube video recently with Ray Lewis. He had Mike Singletary, Lawrence Taylor, Harry Carson, and another linebacker from the Chiefs way back.
Oh, Willie Lanier?
Willie Lanier.
I can't say it again.
I won't even try, but that guy. They were all just sitting around talking. It was an awesome.
The NFL has been doing that. I seen one with the D-backs, and I seen one with the receivers. The promo for it. Cool stuff, man.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to listen to those guys
talk. Ray Lewis, Lawrence Taylor.
Harry Carson. Mike Singletary.
Mike Singletary, I mean, that would have been cool if they had Jack Lambert on there, man.
He's probably not
a talker.
Right.
You know. You could be a great player, but not a good talker, and it wouldn't make for a good conversation.
One of those guys is Dick Butkus. Like, you think he would be really entertaining to listen to because he was such a character on the field.
Yes, and a great player.
Great player, but he's just sort of dry and kind of disappointing when you hear him, you know.
He can never do the Mr. National podcast.
No, we wouldn't even want him on. We'd say, no thanks. We're going to pass. But
you want to know who was very in it? Art Donovan of the Colts.
Yeah.
I love watching him. And Deacon Jones. The Colts had so much fun back in the day. Deacon was the man. Deacon could play it and talk it, okay?
Right.
So that I got to check that out, the linebackers. Talking about electric football, so, I mean, I can't
anyway,
really,
you're going to drive.
I'm going
to
drive.
You're going to drive to the Hall of Fame.
I'm going to drive to the Hall of Fame or to the hotel and just see how it goes from there.
I missed
the flight. Looking forward to seeing everybody. The Hulk Jim Davis broke it down of all the coaches that's coming, so it should be a great time.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's really it. We Brian Phillips, I don't know what he got going on. He's supposed to something, so we got to find out. Darren Jemine is in Amsterdam or London for the Bengals game.
Yeah, he's Amsterdam, isn't he?
I think he's playing in London, but he did a pit stop
I know he went to Paris, too. I saw on his Facebook.
Dude, that's a trip right there, man.
That's cool. Dude, Amsterdam, I just happened to go there for work one time, and it was just...
Wow.
It was just, I love that place, man.
He's like, I love that place.
Yeah, it is cool, man.
I'm gonna go to. I'm supposed to go to Paris, so I'm gonna try to get to Paris. Yeah, with Billy C. Yeah,
going out. Oh yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going out.
Like your football connection is worldwide.
Worldwide, baby.
Wow.
I got yeah. This has been a busy year for Mr. National.
Yeah.
Putting on the miles. It started with a cruise, the 13-day cruise.
Wow.
And it's just been rolling in January.
What does Smokestack say? Something like I was trying to tell you guys how much I'd been traveling, and he said I may put on some miles, but not the nautical miles that Mr. National has put on.
Yeah.
It wasn't even close to the Mr. National nautical miles.
Nautical miles. Smokestack is a wizard of words, but. Yeah, I think I had two cruises in 19, I think. That was the beginning of this year, yeah, I think. I don't even remember. That's why I take so many pictures, because my memory sucks. So when
do you occasionally just scroll back through them?
Yeah, I was doing that today, man. It was pretty cool. I think I'll put a post up or something about the things. You know, squeeze them with the Niners stuff, the Niner games,
mm-hmm.
then the little traveling. And then I do the, you know, stuff with the Skull Shaver guys where we go to the Flyers game, the Sixers game.
Mm-hmm.
The year that the Eagles won the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia, when they blew the doors off Minnesota, me, Smokestack, and the inventor of Skull Shaver were all at the link. We were in the Skull Shaver RV.
Wow.
Now, he had two tickets, but, you know, I didn't want to go. I was like, let Stack go. You know, he's the Eagles fan. So they went inside. I just watched the game from the RV.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And that was coming off. That was like late January. That was just when I had just got back from the one cruise. Mm-hmm. Every January I go on that long cruise with my parents. So,
nice.
Yeah, that's what started this year traveling. So, like I say, enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, screw it. Being charged. Game, you know what I mean? He'd be like, I ain't got the money, I ain't got to get a credit card, put that shit on your credit card, all right? Enjoy it.
I think it's part of health. Like, interestingly enough, you know, one of the things that can keep you healthy is, okay, yeah, you got to eat right, you got to exercise, right? And, you know, take your vitamins and all that. But then another thing that keep you healthy is just get enough sleep.
That's true.
So sometimes when you, like, say it's a Sunday, you know, Sunday afternoon, not during football season or anything, and you're considering going out, you know, going, maybe I should hit the gym or go get some exercise. Or maybe I should just take a nap.
Yeah.
You know, maybe what? You might actually be better served with a nap than going to get your exercise.
Because
it's important. And the same thing with, you know, don't all work and no play.
Screw that.
Oh, boy. You know what I mean? From time to time, you got to stop and get away. You know?
You got to smell the roses. Like Mr. Nash say, work hard, play harder, okay?
Right.
Play harder.
So, yeah.
Beat up, absolutely right. Get some rest, and you do have to take care of yourself. Like I said, I've been taking on vitamins, P-Dub.
Quite a regimen you got there.
Yeah. And I go to the gym, and I've been trying to get my little power walks in. Around the neighborhood, do like a couple miles or whatever.
Nice.
You gotta stay healthy, okay? So that Jim the Hulk Davis said the same thing. Gotta take care of yourselves. We want to send out prayers and healing thoughts to his wife,
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Hulk. She's going through some battles. We got Ernie Grice, big Steelers fan in the Philly NFL League. You know, he had a stroke during our season, a real bad one. So. Mm-hmm. He's been battling too, you know, trying to get back his speech and his walking. So,
Right. Want
to, you know, keep all them guys and in our thoughts. It's like we're not getting no younger.
Right.
But you gotta enjoy it when you can.
Yep. I think that's a wrap.
Take a big sigh. You know what I mean?
We covered it.
We did it. I mean,
it was a good one.
Every time I tell you, I get nervous.
Yeah, but you got a big Ric Flair woo in there, and
I did some singing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's a full spectrum of podcasts.
Right. We went everywhere. And we got some electric football. Want to thank again everybody who listens and comments. And we thank you. We thank you. Good luck this week in the Pick'em Challenge. Everybody got their picks in.
Yeah, real quick, Trent Mason finally had a bad week.
So, yeah, no, 7-7 or something.
Yes, so Mr. Nationals closing the gap. There's only this little tiny bit of daylight between, right? Between the kids.
The Ouija board got broke, I guess.
And I think I may have gained it. No, I didn't gain a game on you, I don't think.
No, Stack is closer to me now.
Right, it's not surprising. It's shaking out right now. The standings are Mr. National, Smokestack, and P-Double.
There you go.
But so I was talking so much trash before the
game. Yes, was. I told you, you woke up a sleeping giant. Me and Smokestack do this thing.
Listen, man, I got you right where I want you. So
yeah, all right. Looking at the back of my jersey, the back of my jersey.
I can tell you right now, this week nothing interesting is going to happen because all the games are pretty predictable.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I went outside the box. I picked Buffalo to beat the Eagles today, though.
I had the same pick. So
okay, yeah. So yeah. I think the Eagles are just kind of
their defensive line is sucking.
I think they're imploding a little bit. You hear a lot of bickering a little bit. Yeah. And that all comes with losing. If they win, everything...
Winning solves a lot of problems.
Everything. But I think that I picked them to lose, so that was one of my updates. The Carolina 49ers game is very, very going to be close. I almost wanted to pick the Panthers, but I was like, I cannot go against my team.
Don't do that, man.
The Niners got to lose one.
Yeah.
And this one could be it, so...
It's in San Francisco, though, right?
Yeah, but the Panthers have a very good defense. And the Redskins showed, if you stop the run, and just try to let Jimmy G beat you, right. And you see that we didn't score no touchdowns.
Right.
Jimmy G is not there yet. Right. We can't throw the ball 40 times and win the game. He's not there yet. So we're going to let everybody go. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Me and P-Double, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Because if you didn't listen, we wouldn't do it. We wouldn't do it.
Right.
So, Kit, my brother, with the beautiful deep voice, take us out of here, baby.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnat.com.